Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's October 2nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released February 25th, 2003.
Nazarene, here's an interesting question from our friend Diane in Wisconsin, who asks, how do people fall in love?
Now, I must say in the beginning of this, Alora, that a lot of people mistake lust for love. There is a very great difference between the two. Many marriages are started on lust, not love, and those are the ones that don't last. How do people fall in love? How does the rain fall? How does the wind blow? How do the oceans rise and fall? These are almost unanswerable questions. Love is a respecter of nothing, of age, of station, of whatever. When two people look at each other and the vibrations lock and they know that they are meant for each other, there is no stopping what is going to happen. True love is unstoppable. It is an attraction of two souls for each other that knows they are meant for each other and are a part of each other. And once true love begins, it can go on for ages. I know certain individuals that have had lifetime after lifetime and loved each other in one way or another in all of those lifetimes. In many circumstances, purposely being born in the same times, in the same places, so they can be together and share another lifetime together and love each other again. Love can be ageless, as long as people understand the difference between love and lust.
I understand what you mean perfectly, Nazarene. I've seen several examples of each one.
So have I, Alora, but unfortunately in the last few years I have been seeing far more lust than love, and I wish that would change.
We'll be back after the break. An open letter from Mary Magdalene, the wife of Jesus of Nazareth, called the Christ, to President George W. Bush. Most profound and sincere greetings. George W., I have no official status in the kingdom of God, other than that I am Jesus' wife. But whenever there is a problem, and I am sent to speak with someone, and to get them to follow my husband's wishes, I am always obeyed. No one has ever denied me. Now I would like to establish that same thing in the material world. I would like to gain the respect among the living that I have in the afterlife. So I am coming to you and asking you to do something for me, something that will be difficult, but something that I know you feel in your heart you should do. God has called your dear wife. He has asked her to be our beloved Demetrius, Speaker Gerald Pauley's vice presidential candidate, as he makes his bid for the presidency. I want you to go to your dear wife, take her hands and say, Laura, God has called you, and I believe each person should do what God calls them to do. You have always supported me when we disagreed, and I am sure sometimes, as this campaign goes on, we will not totally agree on some things, but I will back you 100% because God has said that you are the person best suited for the job. I want you to set aside anything else you are doing. I want you to get up to North Dakota, join Gerald, and begin working. Begin campaigning. I know for the next year or so, I will probably get to see you very little, but my solace will be that I know you are doing what is right and are struggling to save God's children, and that when we move out of the White House, we will be moving across the street into the Blair House, and you will be beginning your own first destiny. Get going, woman. We've got work to do. That is what I wish you to do, George W. Bush, and I think you are man enough to do it, that you know your wife's talents, that you know what she is destined for, and that you will support her all the way, just as my husband supports me and I support him. Come on, George, we need you. We need your lady. We are winning some battles, but we have not won the victory. Help us win the victory. See your grandchildren go to the stars. Mary Magdalene, a devoted wife.
We'll be back again.